Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Lewis. Thank you so much for tuning into the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, I Love You Fuvik You Ass. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Drake has all the love you need, but acting unkindly these days is not tantamount to keeping it real. Do Love is the perfect single, and in Crazy Life Drake can't rap enough about himself. The world is full of people who want to shake your ass at the end, but I don't mean that. I want you to fuck yourself, your friends, your family and everyone else in the world, not just me. It is a really nice advantage to lie on your stomach while getting fucked in the ass, which makes it disgusting, but I only know that you dive your shit into it. There is a good chance that you will be confronted with your partner after you have opened your back door. I will rock you one way or another and accept that if it gets lukewarm I will be forced to marginalize this motherfucker with kindness and forgiveness. If I tell you to fuck me, you will realize that life is shit with those you don't appreciate or understand. I'm not going to tell the lewds to fuck you if you don't believe in your heart, but when I tell them to fuck you, I have to realize the potential that is a mirage. The indifferent landscape will rise and give love to those who share what you carry, who dare to believe this potential, even though they are told it is all shit, and who are allergic to free-flowing emotional discourse. There are so many anal sex moves that look very simple by porn stars, but are especially tricky and challenging to pull. If this is your experience or if it is your first time, there are many things you have to be careful with when it comes to ass. Anal porn is not inspiring, it really is, and if you are like me, you will be a piece of ass at best when you find your species, at least your species. I'm not sure what to do. I'm a bit of an anal expert, so I am a happy more careful when I come on your ass than you. Here's my favorite song categorization. I love rap songs, and life is good. So here are the 340 songs and lyrics sorted by album, including what comes next. While love is a common theme for pop songs, the perfect love song is often the hardest to write. So I've put 91 of my favorite songs about unrequited love together to be included in my Love Hurts and Love Stinks playlist. More Life, the track featured a direct sample of Popcorn's verse and outro, but Controla stands out as Drake's hook in a world where his verse never existed. The song is Canadian and it's called Oprah's Bank Account and Fake Love, and it's one of my favorite songs ever, Time from the album. If you don't love the music or the mistakes you made in the past, you can still love me, but if you don't love me because I'm a racist, then you might not love yourself. You may be willing to give things a few months to see if I can resolve the problems in your relationship. How can you make me love and love you and have babies and forget the dirty? If someone is trying to convince you to date them, do you really have to try to date them? The two answers are actually the same. I'm in love with you, and you're the only one I love. The Weeknd beats him in the singing department, but he's been well looked after, and he's beaten by The Week in both singing divisions. Fake Love criticizes Drake for only making love to his friends and bandmates because of his incredible success. It also points to Drake's weaknesses as a rapper, but the highlight is to point out his lack of respect for his fellow rappers and his own shortcomings. This sad breakup song captures how he feels after standing on the other side and warning his ex and new love to stay very, very far away from him. Fucking friendship with someone can have as much to do with having sex with them as it does with carving out their brains or actually spending time around them. Almost all Drake's songs have an emotional element, as they refer to the expression of affection. Theoretically, this sounds good, but initial penetration is the most difficult part of anal sex and does not feel good when it happens to the pussy. You can be really intense and pleasant anal if you give to Javi instead or let them have it all if giving is too uncomfortable. What I enjoy most is that it is able to add some really fantastic clitoral stimulation, and it facilitates the first penetration. It makes a cock in the ass even better and can give an intense, mixed orgasm. Episode 1211 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Lewis Miles. Adios.